Cork's Red FM, official media partner to the Rebel Army.
3 points here and defeat from on in up there. I suppose it's the perfect night, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it was the perfect night in regards to results, but I thought our performance, second half, we didn't really play well. We looked at a bit tentative, to say the least. We spoke all week about not conceding a sucker punch early on in the game, and it's exactly what we've done. In fairness to them, they always seem to start quite bright against us every time we play them, and it was a good goal that they scored, and like, they were a dangerous team, and to be honest, it was the one team I didn't really want to be playing tonight was them, because I know they're capable of beating anybody in the division. But first half, I thought we played really well at different times. We created chances, we played some really good football, and we done well. We done what we had to do to get ourselves back into the game, and possibly could have had the game out of sight. But after the second half started, we done all. It was a 50-50 affair. But then after that, we dropped a little bit deep, and we caused ourselves a few problems. They dropped our two midfielders out, and we never really. Our two didn't really get in after that, and it was causing us. In fairness, they tried to open the game and play. A lot of the teams in Ireland, like especially in this division, you don't get that often. So they're asking questions of you, which is good, because we now can look back at it and try maybe learn something from it, you know. But listen, overall, for the season, we're still only one game, one loss in the whole season. We've won. What is it, the last, I don't know what it is, 7 or 12, in the last 12 or 13 games, we're unbeaten. We've scored, I think it's something like 28 goals in the last 8 matches. So, like, I think we're worth the look. But second half, we probably didn't entertain, but you're going to get that, you know.
Yeah, and Davin's injury, is it just the same one he's had the last few weeks?
It's a recurrence of the hamstring injury, so it looks like he's out for the season.
Yeah,
and it's a big loss because he's a big player for us, and you know, we've got to make sure, and we're trying to keep everybody healthy into next week's match, you know. So, but come here, listen, you get that over the season. I think every team has had it, so you can't complain too much. But he is a big player for us. It'd be a loss.
And I suppose, like, this game in Shells, everyone's been talking about it for, I suppose, the last 2 months, and it's finally here now. You're really looking forward to it.
Oh yeah, you'd have to. Like, this is why we play the game. This is why we're involved in football. We want big matches. We want matches that matter. And it for players, it shows you what you're made of and what you're about. And myself included, the whole club. Like, we're this year, especially more than last year, we've been more so in the limelight. You need to be, because, as I say, people can learn, and you know, we can see what we're really made of as players and as a club and as a team. But we're going to Talca next week. We're going to have a right go.
Would you have taken this position at the start of the season? I mean, like, it's in your own hands.
Yeah, a bit the hand off, yeah, for it, to be truthful. Like, I knew Limerick, Monaghan, Shells. I thought Waterford were going to be thereabouts, but they faded. I thought Longford weren't going to be far off. I knew it was going to be a tight race. And I knew that we had to be prepared and doing things properly all year. And we've done that. Possibly there was games we've left behind. But overall, we've come good and strong at the right time of the season. And Shells were out of sight. They've probably opened the door for us. But we're under no illusions how tough it's going to be up there. Like, the Betpats are in a cup final. And they're a strong team. So, but we're not going to fear anybody. But where we'll respect our opponents like we always do, but we'll go out and try to perform as best we can.
Would you take the point in promotion now, or are you going to go for it and try to win the league?
No, you've got to go and win the league, don't you? Like, I'm not going to ask 1,200 to 2,000 Cork City supporters to go up to Talca to lie down. No chance.
And just a word on the supporters, massive turnout here tonight.
Yeah, they're brilliant. Like, 3,400, and this is a massive club, and we belong in the Premier Division, and please God, we'll be going into the Premier Division with a trophy in our hands.
Would you say it's the biggest game of your own career as a manager?
I'd say it is, yeah. And that's, like, I've had a few big games over my career, probably playing, but management has been more a learning curve at different times over the last 10 years or so. But people question.